One way that I have found it very helpful to begin to improvise and drawing on melodies that are within yourself rather than intellectualizing and using formulae and devices is the following way. You would strike a chord, whatever it might be. Here I happen to just be playing G major seventh, but it could be anything at all. I strike the chord deliberately, very slowly, one note at a time, to begin to sense the full quality of the chord. What does it sound like? What is its texture? And I let a melody well up in me that is perhaps 6 to 9 notes in length. Anything at all, as long as it isn't a scale, as long as it isn't an arpeggio. I hear it in my mind. I strike the chord. And I hear a melody within me, I then whistle or sing or hum this melody. In this case, I will hear it first in my mind, and then I will whistle it for you. Then I try to find it on the guitar. I may want to try to find it an octave lower. I happen to be playing that between the 2nd and 5th frets of the guitar. I may want to look for it in a different position of the guitar, up near the 7th, 8th, and 9th frets. Each place will be a different sound. If you've never done this before, it may take a little time before you're completely accurate. It's very important that you choose little melodies only about 6 to 9 notes in length. And the reason for that is because if it's really more than about 9 notes and you don't find this melody right away, you might forget what the entire melody was. If it's less than 6 notes, it won't be challenging enough. In other words, I'm suggesting that you do not strike the chord and then hear a melody like this. It doesn't go anywhere. It's not challenging enough. Do not play things that are scale-wise. Don't hear melodies like this, like. Or do not play arpeggios like. But rather some kind of melody. Let's try another kind of chord. For example, G minor 7th. I will now try to find it. Or an octave lower. You may not find it immediately, as I didn't find it immediately. Let's try another kind of chord. For example, A diminished. Here is D seventh. How about G augmented 7th? You do not have to be concerned about how to pick the strings, what the fingerings are, whether the note you're playing is the 3rd of the chord or the 5th. All you have to do is hear the melody that you have decided fits this track and then try to find it. Just as if you had written a song and you're trying to show it to a friend. And what you will be doing is developing your interval sense. For example, if you were sitting at a keyboard playing Pop Goes the Weasel, the question is, how far up the keyboard is? And you want to know that it feels as though it is this far and no farther. As you begin to move through these melodies, making these compensations for your errors, you will begin to sharpen your sense of the interval distance and increase your accuracy. Here is how I would react to four isolated chords instantly. Now let's talk about building a melody on a progression of chords. Suppose we start with a four-measure sequence where the chords change each measure. And suppose that we use as our sequence one measure of C major, one measure of A7, one measure of D7, and one measure of G7. I'm going to play these chords for you, one following the other, just so you will hear how they sound. And we finally come back to rest on C. I'm going to play these chords, these four measures, repeating them over and over in rhythm, as though they were a rhythm track or an accompaniment for a song. And while I do this, I'm going to think of a melody. Later, I would want you to hear this same rhythm track over, and you make up your own melody. Now I'm going to play a melody that I have heard within myself based on each one of these chords that we are using. Now here is a rhythm background version of these chords, which can serve as a background for you to listen to and for you to make up your own melody. I'll repeat it several times so that you will hear it with the idea of thinking of some melody that will fit with this set of harmonies. Now let's alter the chord progression a little bit and see what melody comes to your mind with these chord changes. Now I'm going to play this progression for you about three times through, and feel free to hear a melody within yourself or whistle a melody or play along. Thank you. listen to this progression and see if you can find a melody that will fit with this example. Now I'm going to play this progression several times so that you can hear it over and over and play your melody along with me. I would suggest that you make up several examples of harmonic progressions yourself. These can be the same in length as the ones that I've given you. That is four measures where each measure has a different chord, or you can change them around in any way. You can make each chord last for only two beats so that in each measure you have two chords for two beats of each measure. Or you can have each chord last two measures long, any way you want. Make up your own progressions and then hear your own melodies to your own progressions. I might suggest that if you can, if you have a recorder, to play the guitar using the progressions and make a rhythm track for yourself. Play any rhythm pattern you want. You can use the rhythm pattern that I've used, or you can vary it. You can depart from this and make new patterns of your own, so that when you finally end up, you have made a rhythm track for yourself, playing the guitar, using the chord progression you have decided, and allowing yourself to listen to that and create a melody of your own that has come from within yourself. Find the melody on the guitar and play that melody against the track that you have just recorded. And you're well on your way to begin improvising. I'd like to discuss another possibility for you when improvising, and this is the concept of employing color tones in your improvisation. Now, color tones are those notes that you would play against a chord that are non-chordal tones but are in the scale. For example, in a C diatonic scale, C major is composed of C, E, and G. The color tones would be those notes in the scale that are not a part of C major triad, so that you would use these color tones in your melody, in your improvisation, against the musical environment set up by the accompaniment playing a C major chord. Predominantly, you would be using these color tones instead of using a C major scale or a C arpeggio, or playing notes that are principally and predominantly the C major triad. For example, were I to play a few measures of a C major triad in 4/4 time and draw on an improvisation based on using the color tone, the sixth degree of the scale, which in the key of C would be A, I would propose to make up a melody which is heavily tinged with this sixth degree of the scale, and the effect created to the listener would be of hearing me playing notes which were not duplicated in the accompaniment. That's why they're called color tones, because they stand out. They stand out very much as though an artist were just to use a splash of orange on a canvas, which is actually a white canvas. The background has been painted white. The artist uses a little splash. And this orange splash against the white background tends to bring out the orange more than if it were against an orange background. Another example is when a jeweler is showing off a diamond ring and he doesn't show it off in just a glass box, or it's not shown against tin foil. It's shown against black velvet. the fact that the black velvet provides this background shows off the brilliance of the stone. When you play notes predominantly that are not duplicated in the accompaniment, those notes not only stand out, they may stand out in volume, they may stand out because of a particular tone of your instrument, but they will also stand out because they are color tones. Many people bring up the point that when they play a scale, they're playing all of the notes, the chordal tones and the color tones. And what's so different about playing an A as a color tone when you play it in a diatonic scale? The difference is that when you play it in a scale, you move past it to the other notes in the scale, and it doesn't have any importance. It doesn't gain this aspect of being a color tone because you rush through it to meet the requirements of moving through the entire scale. It's only when you pull this color tone out and use a great amount of it, either through duration of this tone or through the reiteration of the tone or playing it in various octaves, that you are using an awful lot of the color of that tone rather than moving through it in a scale. It's only when you use it in this great abundance against the background that it becomes a color. To put it another way, if I were to play several measures of a C chord as an accompaniment, and you were to play the A or the sixth, but to play it in a scale, moving through the scale, it would not be a color tone because you would be moving very rapidly from a C to a D to an E to an F and so on, and it would not stand out. But if you made it more important, either through sustaining that A for a long time or through using a lot of it in the course of a melody or through the reiteration of that note, then it becomes a color tone. I have created a four-bar rhythm track of C major, and I will be improvising in many different ways against this track in the future. I'd like you to hear the basic rhythm track first so that you can sense the fundamentals that will be going on under the improvisation. One, two, three, four. First of all, I'm going to give you an example of four bars of improvisation. I'd like you to hear the basic rhythm track first so that you can A for a long time or through using a lot of it in the course of a melody or through the reiteration of that note, then it becomes a color tone. I have created a four-bar rhythm track of C major, and I will be improvising in many different ways against this track in the future. I'd like you to hear the basic rhythm track first so that you can sense the fundamentals that will be going on under the improvisation. One, two, three, four. First of all, I'm going to give you an example of four bars of improvisation on a C chord in which I play not using color tones, but using a scale as my basis of improvisation. What I'm going to play will be based on a variation of a diatonic scale. So here we go. This time, more in a style using the C major arpeggio rather than the scale. And I want you to listen and see what kind of effect is created in the improvisation when you use arpeggios. Now that you have heard two forms of improvisation against the C rhythm track, the first one where I used a scale pattern for improvisation, and the second where I used an arpeggio, a C major arpeggio. I would now like to begin using the color tones to improvise. In this next example, I will be using the sixth degree of the scale as the color tone, and I want you to hear how it sounds when I use it in improvising, using it to play long notes of the sixth degree. Here's another example of using the sixth or A as the color tone against the C rhythm track. And notice that not only do I use a lot of the color tone, but that it is introduced almost immediately or very soon after the melody or variation begins. This time, instead of having it sustained, I will use it and refer to it often, coming back to it in the form of eighth notes, that there will be a group of eighth notes in the improvisation, but most of the eighth notes that I play will be the A color tone within two octaves. The fact that there is a lot of the A or sixth degree, the color tone, helps to make it stand out as a color tone. The fact that it is introduced early in the passage, the fact that it may be played in octaves, the fact that it is reiterated, that it is referred to often, the fact that it may be attacked more vigorously, the fact that it is played louder or in such a way as to give it more personality by slurring into it or bending into the note to give it some kind of character, but mainly the fact that it is used often against the basic background makes it become a color tone. I just want to reiterate this because I will not be mentioning this again while discussing color tones. What makes it a color tone is two things. One is the fact that it is a non-chordal tone. It is a note that is not a member of the chord. The other is that it is used as often as it is used. It is stressed, and because of those two factors, it becomes a color tone. Now, I want to give an example of another color tone using the same C major track, and I want you to hear the difference. The only difference in these melodies that I play now, as opposed to the previous ones, is that I'm substituting the major seventh or the B for the A as the color tone, and I would like you to hear the same rhythm track using the B or seventh degree of the scale as the color tone. In this first example, I will be stressing the seventh degree or B through duration, through long tones. Please keep in mind that what makes these color tones stand out is that they are notes you are playing, or that I am playing in this case, that are not being duplicated in the accompaniment. Now I'd like to give you another example of the B or seventh degree of the scale as a color tone, this time through reiteration. Now I would like to give you a passage involving the A and the B, the sixth and seventh, used quite often throughout the improvisation as two color tones being used together. Here is another example using the same two color tones, A and B, the sixth and seventh degrees of the scale. The next color tone that we should consider playing against a major triad would be the second of the diatonic scale, or in this case, since we're in the key of C, it would be the D. When we use it as the second, it is one tone above the basic fundamental C, but we can also use it an octave higher so that it's within the second octave and it becomes the ninth. So let's think of the second and the ninth as being the same kind of color tone. And we're now going to play our basic C track, and I will improvise using a great amount of D, or the second degree, and interchange it with the ninth as the color tone. We are finally at the last color tone for the major triad, and that would be the fourth degree of the scale. And the fourth degree of the scale requires just a little bit of an explanation. First, it is more effective if you start with the fourth degree of the scale against the major triad on an upbeat. There is a tendency sometimes to clash when using the fourth, because the F or fourth will clash with the E or third. If the background has an E as the lead note or the highest note in the chord, generally you playing an F against this C major voicing with the third on top will produce a clash, unless the background is much, much softer than your melody. So two ways to handle it so that you can effectively use the color tone F or the fourth degree of the scale would be, one, to see that the background is very, very soft. Another might be that you come in on an offbeat or the upbeat when you use the fourth. The F or fourth produces a kind of tension that wants to resolve. The fourth, after being played, wants to move to the third. I'm going to demonstrate using the fourth now as a color tone. Listen to how it makes you feel when you hear the fourth moving to the third. I'm going to play a couple of examples. In this example, using the fourth as the color tone, I'm going to start with the fourth against the C major chord background, but I will be starting on the offbeat, and you will notice that the fourth is always moving to the third because the fourth wants to move by nature to the third to resolve. Notice this time the tension that is created by having the fourth start on the downbeat and being played against the major chord, and notice how the tension persists when the fourth does not resolve as often to the third, and where it continues to be played on the beat, being struck simultaneously with the C chord. Here is another example using the fourth, but this time starting with the third, moving to the fourth. And notice the different feeling in this passage compared to the previous passage, in that there will not be as much tension. And this is because the fourth is not being played on the downbeat against the C major chord.